If you want to go even deeper and get exclusive access to additional resources, weekly live streams, and a community of growth-minded e-commerce business owners, then you need to join the E-Commerce Alley Facebook group by going to alleypodcast.com/group. There's a bit more than 2,000 of us there, and I'd love to see you there as well.
As entrepreneurs, one of the greatest challenges that we run into is our time. Meaning, how do we leverage our time to create a large impact inside of our business, but in a way that still allows us to do the things that we want to do, that we desire to do, and that we got into business to do? And so what I want to do is I want to share with you a concept that I created when I was at one of our lowest points. And this concept is called bending the curve. About 6 years ago, I remember being at this moment when I am at my lowest. We're broke. We have no money in our accounts in our bank for our business. Between our savings and our checking, we had less than a few dollars. And I remember we were doing everything. My time was spread thin. Not only that, we're broke. I have no time on my plate. I'm on vacation with my family and I am working and I am working and I am working. And this was a moment when I had to decide, what do I need to change in order to see the life that I want to see? And a lot of times when we're backed into a corner, when we feel like, when we feel stuck, and when we feel like everything in our business is not working, it is a good thing, because what happens is sometimes we have to be pushed to this moment of changing our philosophies and changing our beliefs and in adopting new things that we need to do in our life or that we need to do inside of our business. And so this was a moment for me when I decided something has to change and my time is always on the edge. We're doing a lot of things. We're doing hundreds of hours of different marketing efforts every month. I had 2 full-time staff that were doing all these marketing efforts and they absorb like 20 hours a week of my time, or still like 15 hours to 20 hours a week of my time, because I was providing feedback and I was still the visionary and still the direction on the marketing. And so because we only have a finite amount of energy to invest in our businesses, we have to be very intentional. And so I want to share with what we've been able to do in adopting a new mindset. What that means is I had to figure out, how do I create, and then the two variables I look at in order to bend the curve. I look at variable number one, which is impact, meaning is what I'm doing producing, how much revenue or results am I producing on a low to high scale? Because if variable number one is impact, then the second variable is resource. How much time and money does it take? And our jobs as entrepreneurs, and especially marketers, is to be as leveraged as possible. Meaning we want to spend the least amount of resource, meaning time and money, and produce the greatest amount of impact, which is revenue or desired outcome. And so if that's the goal, then we have to think with the mindset of, how do we start to create that? And what I like to look at is I like to look at a chart. So if I have a chart, a line chart, and it's going vertically, I have impact, you know, down at the bottom in the bottom corner is going to be zero impact, and going up is just more impact. And horizontally, I have resource, time and money that it requires. Most things are going to proportionally start to go up, meaning the idea of, as we invest more resource, we create more impact. But what really happens is we experience the law of diminishing returns, meaning if I'm posting on social media, for example, I can only post so much. And by posting more, I don't get greater impact from it. It starts to taper off. And in fact, sometimes if I post too much on social media, then the impact actually goes down. It has a negative effect by doing that. And so if you can think from the mindset of impact and resource, then I want to introduce you to something that I call bending the curve. And the idea of bending the curve is, if we're looking at this line chart, and just if you're watching this on YouTube, maybe my hands will help understand this. And if you're not, just I'll kind of verbalize this for you. So if we have a line chart, horizontally, we have resource, and going up, we have impact. Then as we experience, instead of investing more resource, oh, more resource and hoping for more impact that will experience the law of diminishing returns, what we wanted to do is I had to figure out, how do I bend the curve to where, rather than investing more resource, I say, how do I reverse it to come back up and produce a higher degree of impact, more impact for the same or less resource? And so that's what I want to think from the framework of. And by doing this, I will say this, We were able to move from over 200 hours a month spent on our marketing to spending less than 10 hours a week on our marketing and produce substantially more results. We were able to produce now three times the revenue with half the staff, meaning thinking in terms of lean, thinking in terms of how can I do this with less. I'll give you another example of what this might look like in your business. When we were doing, we were managing a Black Friday promotion campaign for one of our clients last year. And we were able to, when we were planning out all of the what the entire weeks leading up to Black Friday would look like and all the way through Black Friday, there was a lot going on. We had website changes happening on the web, or changes happening on the website with banners and navigate, like banners on the homepages. We had emails going out. We had social media posts going out because they had a social team. We had Facebook ads going out. We had Google ads going out. We had all of SMS going out. We had all these different things that were simultaneously needing to happen. And as we're sitting in this meeting and we're just kind of planning out the strategy of, okay, we're sending out this email then, we're changing the banner on the website every day for this because we're doing 14 days of deals leading up to Black Friday because this is a food product and people want to have the food arrive before they actually have Black Friday so they can enjoy it on during Christmas, and or I'm sorry, during Thanksgiving meals. And so we had to strategically plan out all of this stuff. And as we're planning it all out, we're starting to build a task list of, okay, we need to build a banner for the homepage that day. We need to have a different graphic for social media. Then the social media team is going to go build the creatives for all of this. Then the email team will build the creatives for this. And then we're going to have ads over here. And everyone's working on their own islands. And I was like, why don't we be the central? We were handling the email and Facebook ads. Why don't we centralize this? We will build all of the creatives in the general messaging that's going out in the email. And we're going to take all of the emails that we build in advance and we're going to put them in a doc that everybody can go look at. And everybody has a link to see visually what's going on. And they have a link to all the graphics that we build for the email and the copy for the email. And we create this one time and then everybody repurposes it for their different platforms. Well, we did this. And by doing this, now the SMS team didn't have to go write brand new messaging and build different creatives. The social media team got to just copy and paste what we were doing. The emails were exactly that. The ads were copy and paste of that. And the website was just a different format of some of that. We had to obviously resize it to be more horizontal than squared up. But we use the same resources. That's the idea of saying, how do we use the same resources or less and bend the curve? How do we bend it back and say, let's spend less resources and see, can we create the same or a greater degree of impact? If you adopt this way of thinking, what's going to happen is you're going to start to get back more time and you're going to have more time to do higher leverage activities. For us, I'll give you another example. When we do our podcast, we have a YouTube thumbnail. That YouTube thumbnail is obviously on YouTube. It goes out in our email. It goes out inside of our Facebook group. And then we have the exact same copy, even this one that you're listening to right now on YouTube, on all the audio in our Facebook group, and we start promoting it and in our emails that we're sending out to promote all of this podcast. You're going to see the same creative and you're going to see the same copy across the board. Why would we go write different copy or build different creatives to post in Facebook or to send to our email list or to post on YouTube? Use the same stuff. Start asking yourself, what do I need to do to get more of my time back? So I call this bending the curve. And I share this because I meet with entrepreneurs all the time that are burning the midnight oil. They're constantly fatigued by the amount of things that they're doing, but they often don't sit down and ask themselves the question, what if I just stop doing something? If I'm posting I had a meeting earlier today with someone who's posting every day on social media and she's drained by it. I'm like, what would happen if you started posting once a week? Well, probably not. I mean, social media doesn't drive a lot of sales for me, so probably not a lot. I'm like, well, why don't you stop posting seven times a week and go to once a week? Because if we look at the amount of resource and impact certain things take, it will allow you to make decisions wisely in your business, because your time as the entrepreneur is the most valuable time in the company. And if we can get back your time by not spending on low leverage things or things that are high resource and have a diminishing return or things that are a high resource and have a low impact on your business, then you're going to be able to grow substantially faster my actually leaning into that. And so I'm going to give you a couple examples of what I want you to consider this for as you're kind of going about your marketing. And this is, I relate this heavily to marketing, but this really applies in so many different areas. Consider this inside your website changes. If every time you send an email, if you're running a promotion for a weekend, whatever creatives and copy you're doing inside that email, tell the same story on your website. Take that creative. Yes, maybe instead of square, you have to go 16x9. Sure. Change the dimensions of it and reuse that. If you're every time you send an email, take that email creative and take the copy and the subject line and figure out a way to put that into a social media post. Maybe you have to tweak it slightly, but we're trying to get back our time. We're trying to say, how do I spend less resource and produce the same or more impact? I'll ask you this. If you're in a niche, let's say you're a boutique clothing company. And you're constantly, yes, you work with a vendor that releases all kinds of new products all the time. Do you really need to be releasing 5 products a week? Or what would happen if you just released a couple, updated some products every single month and did a promotion for all the new products that were being released or the new collection that was being released for that summer? Do you have to do it just because you've been doing that? Ask yourself that question. Think of this when it comes to product development. Think of this when it comes to content creation and repurposing across the board. Think of this in all marketing efforts. Think of this in all operational, because if you can bend that curve, instead of spending more resource to try and get more impact, but rather say, instead of trying to invest more to get more, how do I invest less to get more? And if you can adopt this way of thinking, if you can challenge yourself to reuse, to make tiny edits, to repackage, instead of building from the ground up, it'll change your business. I call this bending the curve. And I want you to think about that. How do I bend the curve in my business to create more impact for less resource? Thank you for listening to this. I know this was a short episode today. I just wanted to get this out here. We've been doing a boot camp the last week. So much stuff going on. If you're part of that, I know we sold out all 350 tickets, which was really amazing. Talking about Facebook ads for e-commerce. But if you enjoyed this podcast, go to alliepodcast.com/group. We have the e-commerce Ally Facebook group. We're live in it every single Thursday. We're reviewing websites. We're doing over the shoulder ad optimizations. We're talking about growing e-commerce businesses. And of course, if you enjoyed this podcast, give it a review and we would appreciate you to the ends of the earth. This was produced by Dylan Counts, our legendary producer, and we'll see you in the next episode.